Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever stopped to calculate exactly how much a tool has actually cost you? I had been using a transcription service called GoodTape for nearly 3 years, and my subscription just expired. Over those 3 years, I paid roughly 17,000 New Taiwan dollars, but it could only solve problems after the fact. Record the audio, upload it, wait for the transcript to come back. There was no real-time recognition and no translation. The thing is, I regularly hold meetings that mix Japanese and Taiwanese Mandarin or Chinese and English. What I actually wanted was to see Chinese text on my screen the moment the other person was speaking Japanese. So I decided to build it myself. I am not an engineer. My background is in life sciences, theology, and agricultural e-commerce. Writing code is genuinely difficult for me, but by collaborating with AI, I built a real-time translation tool that runs directly in a browser for a one-hour meeting conducted in Chinese and English. The cost comes to roughly 16 New Taiwan dollars. But what this piece is really about is not the technology. It is about something I discovered along the way. Collaborating with AI requires a new kind of literacy. The key is not simply telling it to build me a translation tool. It is knowing how to break a large problem down into smaller pieces that it can actually handle. It is knowing how to describe technical constraints precisely, and it is knowing when you need to verify things yourself. I asked the AI to do a code review, and it genuinely caught 3 bugs I never would have found on my own. But AI will not wake up in the middle of the night to monitor your system for you. You have to know what questions to ask. This is not a skill reserved for engineers. I think it is something anyone who wants to work meaningfully with AI needs to develop.